Exactly. Well, now that we've kind of laid the framework and we've looked at the GDPR, let's turn to the international data transfers challenges, let's say. And the one person that, when we talk about transfers from the EU, there's one person who arguably has influenced this area more than any other person in the last, let's say, 8, 9 years, and that would be Max Schrems. So, Andy, I'm going to turn it over to you. Let's give everyone a little bit of a Schrems primer.
Yeah, so you said already it's Max Schrems. I always like to ask the audience, you know, what do you know what Schrems is? Is it an Austrian dish made of eggs, or is it a person or a game? No, Max Schrems is an Austrian, citizen. He used to be a law student back in 2013, and now he's a very famous person on the data protection side. And yeah, he started all of this a bit before 2013 when he made a data subject access request to Facebook. And Facebook didn't hand over the data, and it took quite a while until they finally handed over the data. And I think he had a 6 months membership with Facebook, so only very short. But the data Facebook had collected on him was on a couple of CD-ROMs back then, and that kind of like made him inquiry this a bit more. And he finally went to the Irish Data Protection Authority, because that's where the European Facebook entity is located, to complain. And like the way the most like easiest complaint he saw there to, I think, really hurt Facebook most was to complain about the data transfers with Facebook Inc. in the background. Back then, Facebook was relying on Safe Harbor. That was the predecessor of the Privacy Shield. And the case took 2 years. And the European Court of Justice then decided that Safe Harbor, the Safe Harbor framework, did not comply with European data protection law and invalidated the Safe Harbor principles and framework. Facebook then switched over to the successor of Safe Harbor, Privacy Shield, and also to the EU model clauses. And Schrems didn't let loose, and he then started a second claim to challenge Facebook transfers under the new model clauses and the Privacy Shield. And this again went to the Irish court, and the Irish court again handed this over to the European Court of Justice. You see, this all took a very long time. And in the end, the European Court of Justice was asked the question whether a Privacy Shield is an adequate and binding mechanism to transfer data to the US in this case, and also whether the EU model clauses comply with the principles under GDPR. And yeah, most of you know the result in the Schrems case. The European Court of Justice invalidated Privacy Shield as well. And they also, on the side, commented a bit on the other transfer tools that Nick had introduced, mainly on the EU model clauses. The European Court of Justice did not comment on BCRs, but as we will hear also from Nick further on, the same like principles the European Court of Justice mentioned here and led to the decision also applied to BCRs, basically. The main problem. And the European Court of Justice only looked at the US. We get these questions quite a lot. You know, what about all the other countries like India, China? We also have a look at those later on. But this case was specifically for the US. And I mean, we have a lot of US audience here, and perhaps Lisa or Nikki also want to comment on whether the ECJ got it right with the interpretation of the US laws, because they looked mainly at Section 702 of FISA and the Executive Order 12333. And I hear a lot that they probably did not totally interpret this totally right. In the end, they found that there are problems with these two laws, basically because they do not reflect the proportionality principles under GDPR, and that they permit the FISA permits an access to European data subject data. For the surveillance authorities, without proportionality tests, and also without the further legal instruments to check these measures in Executive Order 12333, accessed by surveillance authorities to data in transit, like on the famous under seawater cables. And all of this, what we see on the next slide, basically led to the European Court of Justice saying that those laws do not comply with GDPR, mainly for three reasons. The principle of proportionality is not met. That's the principle saying you must only process the data that is necessary for processing. Also, there are no effective judicial protections against those measures. Some of these measures cannot be checked by a court. There cannot be a hearing. And then European data subjects do not have rights, actionable rights, against these measures. Sometimes or very often, even the data subjects don't even know that perhaps the data has been accessed, because by nature these access to data are confidential.